Okay, we're here at the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour that was held in the Everglades Agricultural Area. With me is Dennis Wedgeworth. And Dennis, introduce yourself for me, please.
I'm Dennis Wedgeworth. I'm a grower in the Everglades Ag Area and also a fertilizer dealer.
And what do you grow?
Sugar cane and rice, and we do have a cattle operation also.
And you were part of the planning committee for this event?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. And how did that go? How do you feel like the event turned out?
I think it turned out better than I anticipated it would be. A lot of detail, a lot of folks that got involved, and I think it turned out excellent.
Do you think it was worth it to have these people, a lot of them from the Midwest, probably about half the group here from the Midwest, be able to see what is going on here in the Everglades agricultural area?
I think it's a great benefit for growers from all over the country to see other agriculture in other parts of the country to share ideas, and I think it was very worthwhile.
Dennis, how long have you been a grower in this area?
Well, my family came down to the Glades in 1930. I'm third generation. I've been involved in the family organization since I graduated from college. Well, actually before that, because I think at my first job on the farm, I was probably about 10 years old. So that may be 50 years. So
what do you think about the changes that you've seen in this region during that time, during your lifetime?
A lot more regulatory oversight. Much more difficult to operate in the environment we're operating in, but I think we're doing it successfully. We've got a regulatory BMP program that's, I think, is highly successful because of the tri-party cooperation between the ag community, the research community, and the regulatory community. In essence, the Water Management District has really done a yeoman's job getting together and putting together a highly successful BMP program.
As a producer and with your fellow producers, why is it so important to you to voluntarily put these BMPs into practice?
Well, a lot of these BMPs, actually, we've been doing for many, many years prior to the regulatory requirements to do. It just makes sense from an agronomic standpoint primarily, but it's good for the environment.
Well, and also for the sustainability of agriculture in the area, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're in it for the long haul. We've been here for a lot of years, and we anticipate being here for many, many more years.
Do you think that you've really seen an improvement, say, in the last 10 to 20 years in the environmental aspects of the area?
I think the answer is a resounding yes.
And it's because of that cooperation?
Absolutely. And I think that's the only way to move the ball down the field is through a cooperative arrangement with all the parties.
Well, I'm going to ask you something I've asked most of the people I've interviewed who are our local, and that is about the waters of the United States. I know that Florida has, our Commissioner of Agriculture has been very outspoken about this. Farm Bureau, of course, has been very outspoken. And it seems like what is being done here in this area in such a highly urban area as well as a highly, highly productive agricultural area shows that really the states are the best to do water management.
I agree with that, absolutely. We don't need another layer of regulatory oversight. I think what we're doing with the state is doing great things with the waters of the state of Florida, and we just don't need another layer of regulatory oversight.
But this hasn't impacted your productivity, has it, doing the BMPs, in a negative way?
No, it has not. I think in the long term, we're looking at sustainability. So we want to be here tomorrow and the years to come. And like I said, a lot of the BMP programs that we're doing, we've been doing for many, many years. I think we were environmentalists before environmentalism became vogue.
Cool, right. Okay, well, Dennis, we really appreciate your support. We thank you so much for helping to organize this and helping to support this because it's great for these Midwesterners to get in here and find out what we do in Florida. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, here at the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.